COVID Considerations for March 27th, 2020, with Patricia Davidson, Dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing.
As we rally to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, it is important that we think about how we're delivering care, not just to those at risk of COVID-19, but for the whole community. One of the best things that we can do as healthcare providers is delivering care for the greatest number of people external to the acute care settings that are feeling the greatest pressure of COVID-19. We can do this in many ways. Firstly, we can convert as many of our consultations as possible from face-to-face to digital or in mediums of telehealth care. We can provide screening and reassurance to many people who think they may have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus or are experiencing symptoms. Remote from acute care hospitals, and many places have responded in terms of having telephone information lines where people are screened for symptoms, exposures, and risk factors. By engaging in these strategies, we are decreasing burden on emergency rooms and acute healthcare facilities. It's important to remember that hospitals throughout the nation and throughout the world are not just having to respond to COVID-19, but people are still having heart attacks, still having strokes. There are still overdoses happening due to opioids, and there are still accidents happening on the roads and in industries that are still working. As we experience this COVID-19 pandemic, not only are we going to learn lessons acutely to respond to this crisis, but we're also going to develop tools and algorithms that are going to help us to deal with the increasing number of people requiring healthcare services digitally and through a range of other media. For decades, we've talked about telehealth, but never before in such a rapid way have I seen many of my colleagues convert their primary healthcare consultations and a range of other clinical scenarios, including follow-up in specialty clinics, to telehealth. We hope after the COVID pandemic passes that we will be able to sustain these improvements in developing and delivering healthcare efficiently and effectively.